106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down.
So Easter is behind us, but a situation arose in my house on Easter that caused a lot of controversy. And to find a solution to the controversy in my house, I Googled it and I got even more upset. But the situation was that my sons were referring to the Easter Bunny with the pronoun he.
Okay.
Over and over again. And at some point, my daughter got very upset about this. Mm. And she said, the Easter Bunny is a girl. And they were arguing back and forth. And with most kid arguments, I don't listen.
I can't listen to everything you say.
Right.
I just can't.
Yeah. Eventually, they looped me in. And they both were like, the Easter Bunny's a boy, right? And then my daughter was like, Easter Bunny's a girl, Dad. And I didn't have an answer. What do you guys think? Is the Easter Bunny a boy or a girl?
Okay, so...
And I'll tell you what I Googled that made this so much worse.
Okay. So on the surface...
Yeah.
I feel like the Easter Bunny presents as a boy.
Why do you think that?
Just because of the outfit. Often wearing a vest.
It's funny, actually, that you're saying that. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
You agree with Katie, right?
You know, for the first time this morning, yes, I do.
Oh!
All right, listen.
Come on, Lana.
It's spicy.
We don't need to have a fight here, okay?
Yes, Lana.
Katie and Lana, what is it about the outfit, though, that makes it boy?
The bow tie.
Yes.
If it was a ribbon around the ears, I would think, okay, it's a girl. But it's not a ribbon around the ears. It's a ribbon around the neck, which we call a bow tie.
There is a bow tie. And there is usually some sort of smart vest.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm not done. Okay. All right.
However, on the other side of this coin, and I'm not exactly sure that what I'm saying is right, but I believe the Easter Bunny lays eggs. Am I right?
I don't know if we ever got scientific confirmation.
I thought he just drops them off or something.
Is that what's happening?
He or she just kind of, as Kevin put it, drops them off.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So, I thought the Easter Bunny was picking them up. See, now I'm confused.
Picking them up.
Story.
Oh, see, now, listen, we've got all our wires crossed on the Easter Bunny lore. But just because Lana and Katie, the Easter Bunny is wearing a bow tie and a smart vest, that does not mean that it is a boy. I refuse to live in this day and age where we define someone's gender by what they're wearing.
That is true.
If we're going by the outfit, that could also mean the Easter Bunny is a wedding DJ.
That is true.
Or a magician.
Right.
So
yeah.
Here's what I Googled. Lana, thank you very much for your call. The reason why I Googled something and it made it 10 times worse, while I was in front of my kids who started this whole argument, is the Easter Bunny a boy or girl? I found a poll that was done. Is the Easter Bunny a boy or girl? 32% said male.
Okay.
Only 5% said female.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're saying to yourself, Kevin. You're good at math.
That doesn't add up.
That's not 100%.
Right.
Right. It's not. Because 64% said neither. Which to me is so much more disturbing than if we just have a genderless being.
Yeah.
It's already bad enough that, like, it's a gigantic bunny. Like, we don't know how big this Easter Bunny is.
No.
But it always, again, to use Katie's word, presents as a giant anamorphic creature.
Right.
Which, I don't know if I'm speaking for all kids, scared the hell out of me as a kid. We're fine with Santa. And the reason we're fine with Santa is because Santa's a person. He's a human being.
Right.
But if a, like, 6 to 9 foot bunny comes into our house, I remember as a kid thinking, like, can I hear the hopping? And now 64% of America says it doesn't even have a gender. Listen, I'm as woke as the next guy, but this is nonsense.
Okay, well, I guess couldn't that just be considered non-binary?
Okay,
you put me in a corner. I don't know what the word means.
Doesn't identify as male or female.
Is that a choice or is that something that, God, you're going to get me canceled. talking about the Easter Bunny. Okay.
I believe many...
Kevin, help me. What does it mean?
I believe many people would say it is not a choice.
Yeah.
It is you simply were born not feeling that you are either male or female. Yeah.
Denoting having or relating to a gender identity that does not conform to traditional binary beliefs.
Yes.
So something other than male or female.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so do we think that the Easter Bunny is that?
I think so. The Easter Bunny is they.
Yeah.
They, them.
Yes.
All right.
In fairness, also, the Easter Bunny doesn't even have a name.
Right.
So.
That's a good point, too. It's just Easter Bunny.
It's just an animal.
Right.
It's just an animal. Now you're going to get PETA upset at us. We're going to get the LGBT community. We've already triggered the red hats. Like, I can't imagine a more controversial topic than this.
Well, and don't tell the Catholics, because they'll be furious.